Good morning. This is Rosemary Trojek with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today, I have Miss Lori Mosley with the Waxahachie Convention and Visitors Bureau. Welcome.
Good morning, Rosemary. I always step on you. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I'm so sorry. I'm just so excited to say hello to you.
I'm excited that you're here. You know, February is here, the month of love.
Well, yeah. And Waxahachie is a place in your heart, Texas.
It is forever a place in my heart. I love Waxahachie.
My little home girl.
It is. It's my home. And, you know, born and raised many generations here. You know, it's home. And it's special.
It is special. It is special. And you know, that being said, there is lots of special things coming up.
Yeah, February is busy just like any other month.
You know, I go back in my brain like a long time ago, probably before you were born. And, you know, and nothing went on in Waxahachie, Texas in February.
That is true, yes.
And now, like in a blink of an eye, you've been born.
Yes.
And now you have kids, and February is full.
It is.
There, full of excitement.
There is, again, something every weekend for anybody and everybody.
Well, you know, our dear friend Sandy Rakoff, our new downtown director.
She is back. Welcome back, Sandy.
Yes, welcome back, Sandy. You know, one of the components of that downtown job is the Waxahachie Farmers Market.
That is true. And that they take a little break in January. They shut down to do some like renovations, but they are back this weekend. And they are located over off of Howard Road. Just if you are familiar with Waxahachie, it's the old Ag Barn, if you didn't know that. It's the old Ag Barn. You can't miss it. There'll be signs. And the farmers market is, you know, excited to have everyone back in the community and go purchase some milk and some eggs and some meat and some good barbecue rubs. They've got a little bit of everything down there.
Yeah, and some even handcrafted goods.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a, yeah.
Candy. I know there's a guy who makes like homemade freeze-dried candy.
Honey.
Honey. Yeah. Oh, Burleson's honey. You've got a little bit of everything. And I know they're
Roland's. Roland's honey, too.
Yes. And they have, I think they're doing something this weekend with, if you purchase something, you get entered into a flower drawing of some sort.
Sandy did talk about that there's always like going to be a featured vendor that does kind of like a giveaway of sorts. And anyway, so just kind of a new little element and dimension to the farmer's market.
Yeah. So from 9 to 1, go and check them out. Go say hello.
Yeah. And then maybe you can even find something, a gift for a loved one. And if you can't find it there, you can find it in downtown Waxahachie.
I bet you can. Yeah. Because they have ladies night out the following week on the 11th, 12th,
and
a week from today. Yes. And if I can bet you will find something unique, special to for your loved one this Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Monica in our office, she did a Facebook Reels with our downtown stores showing some of the little lovely gifts that they have.
They do. There's something special for everyone. And I will say, kind of jumping back a little bit, the day before that, on the 11th, for whatever that Wednesday is, excuse me, my dates are mixed up.
Oh, yeah, it would be.
The 11th.
Yes.
The Waxahachie Chamber is hosting a Sweet as Candy partner appreciation little mixer. You are welcome to swing by the chamber and come get a sweet treat and just come network. Come say hello from 2 to 4.
Get to go see your chamber family on that afternoon. Y'all always throw good parties there at the Chamber of Commerce building.
Thank you. We try. But yeah, we're going to have some candy, some little sweet treats, and just come say hello. Come network.
Come love on all your partners. Mm-hmm. I like it. And then that afternoon, there was a pretty sweet event taking place, too.
Yeah.
The 100th anniversary of the Ellis County Woman's Building.
That is right. Yes. And that is an incredible, like, monumental thing that we have here in our town. I mean, you can have events there. They have their own board of directors. And so you can go and kind of mingle and see the women's building yourself and see how beautiful it is.
Well, and you know, the other thing that, since we're sitting here in the KBEC studios, dear Miss Ellie, who is a KBEC alumni, there's a special memorial to her in the parlor. So you can see Sylvia Smith's photo, and again, dearly known as Miss Ellie here for the KBEC listeners.
Yes. So it's really special. So that's also from 2 to 4. So you can swing over there for a little bit, come swing by the chamber or vice versa. And
man, I've seen some good treats in my future on that afternoon. Some real good treats. And then we roll forward towards Valentine's Day, right?
Yes, which is Hachigras.
Yeah.
Which is
that
so exciting.
Says Valentine's Day like Mardi Gras.
You know what? But it'll be here before we know it. And Hatchie Gras, it's the biggest little parade, I think, in Waxahachie or Texas.
Yes, the biggest little Mardi Gras parade in
there
Texas.
There we go. And it is starting at 11, rain or shine, they will be out there with their floats. And that's a pretty cool event.
You know, and they do charge a small fee to have a float in the parade. However, those funds do go to help the Odd Fellows and Rebecca's, that nonprofit with all the good that they do in the community.
Yeah, so. And I know that different merchant shops downtown will have different type of Mardi Gras selection, whether yes. it's food or gifts, whatever the case may be. But you can kind of get your Mardi Gras, Hatchie Gras downtown.
Yes, those downtown restaurants, they like to call themselves the Food and Beverage Collective. Yeah, they've got special music, special Mardi Gras entrees and everything. So, I mean, really, you can start at 11 o'clock in the morning and really stay downtown and party until 11 o'clock that night.
Oh, easily. So that's exciting that we have that. It's something different for Waxahachie.
Absolutely. And then we start looking towards spring. Can you believe that Tulipalooza, it's time? Like, those bulbs were planted back in December.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, as long as Mother Nature is kind to us, February 27th through March 15th is Tulipalooza.
Which is really cool. And I love that it's in the space where our old Baylor Scott and White Hospital used to be. And I love that they've just... that space is for something good, so to say. It's not mm-hmm. another... we need parking, don't get me wrong, but it's not another parking lot. They are using this field to plant these tulips, and then the money from those entries or those purchases of tulips go to local nonprofits here in our county, which is such a neat initiative.
Planting some good.
Yes, and planting some love. And I think that's so neat that's a really cool initiative to have here that we can... do something good. I mean, we're always doing something good, but you know.
And you know, whenever we talk about like you being a hometown girl and stuff, Cars Tominga and his family, you know, from Holland, they have called Waxahachie home for decades now. And that is like his little way of planting a little piece of Holland and leaving a little Dutch mark in Ellis County, which is really cool. So they're really instrumental in that event. So we always want to thank that family. And then before probably, I think we probably get to meet again. We're really going to need to be thinking about getting fit after eating our way through the month of February. And what do we got for the kids coming up?
There is a fun run on March
the
6th, yes. And it's through the Kiwanis Club, which is really neat. And so your kids can go run. I think it's a fun like mile or walk a mile. And then the following day, we have the Hatchie 50. 50 people.
That's an ultra marathon. We have, I think it's 500 runners. So the good thing, the cool thing is Shanna at the Chamber, she is in Kiwanis. And of course, I am in the Lions Club. And we all work with the Waxahachie Running Club to produce these two events. And we have, I think, almost 500 runners that have signed up to run 50 miles, an ultra marathon.
Incredible. I'm not one of those 500, let me tell you. But that is incredible. To run 50 miles in one sitting.
To find that many runners, I think they have to come from all around the United States. And they do. They all converge in Waxahachie on that first Saturday of March. And then they've added another component, which is rucking. I don't know if anybody out there listening is into rucking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's wearing weighted
vests. And running with the weighted vest on or walking.
Backpacks. And
That's a whole other monster within itself. It's a cool workout. But
whole other level of discomfort to push yourself.
Discipline. Let me tell you, that takes some discipline. But I think that's really neat that we've got people coming from all over to run in Waxahachie. And mm-hmm. I will say, they're going to have a beautiful run. It's in Gatzentainer Park.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, I love the walking trail there. I walk with my girls there quite often, and it is a beautiful trail. Now, granted, they're going to have to run a lot on that trail, but it will be a beautiful sight for them.
Yeah, so come cheer them on. If that's something that you're intrigued by and you're like, hey, that's not for me, but I can at least come cheer them on, we have room at the finish line for you to come and cheer them on. So Anyway, like I said, right when you thought there wasn't anything happening in the month of February, here we go.
Yep, and it will be spring before we know it.
So. Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Lori, for joining me, and I look forward to talking what's going to happen in March before we know it.
Awesome. Thanks, Rosemary. Thanks, listeners.